It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. You walked up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my day.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
Yes, Phoenix Man. You're not sure.
I was trying to find something a little funnier.
I'm trying to find something funny. Yeah. You don't even know what segment she's about to do in this fother mucker.
I don't know, man. It doesn't seem woke. And I'm woke as hell.
Soundboard's dope.
Soundboard is dope. Have you ever been called for jury duty?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never been called for jury duty in my life.
Yeah, a couple times.
What?
Yeah.
I want to get called for jury duty.
Yeah, but I never get put on because I just, I had an attitude about it. I was like, I don't want to be here. Because when they called me, you know, because I kind of take shit seriously, so I registered to vote immediately.
Right.
Right? Like, upon turning 18, because when I was 17... they did that whole Bush thing, and I was like, maybe I should have a say in this.
Right.
And, so, yeah, like, and that's how you, I mean, I don't know if that's every state, though, but I know in Washington State and in Florida, that's how you get on, at least when I was a young warthog.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I didn't know about the jury duty thing. I just wanted to fucking vote.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking, you know, I'm in my fucking early 20s, and it's like, I just want to toke reefer and hang out with my girlfriend. It's like, this is my day off work, and you're trying to have me in this shit, so I'm going to go up in this motherfucker with my hat on backwards, act like an asshole, and get put out.
Really?
Yep.
I would like to get called for jury duty. It has never happened. However, if you were from Dublin, Georgia...
There's a Dublin in Georgia?
There is a Dublin in Georgia. I just found that out, too.
Is that the capital of Ireland, or is that just a place there that's well-known?
I think it's the capital, or at least is one of, like, the major cities. It could be, like, a Chicago or New York or something compared to D.C. I don't know.
Okay, so they have, like, the Dublin Exchange and all the...
It's a big city,
Dub Street bankers go there. Yeah, and then they kind of, they bet on potato prices. That's a dark joke, folks.
That is a dark joke. Can't. I thought you were actually going to make, like, a leprechaun joke, honestly.
Nah, it's the Wine Cellar. We do the terrible things. We're not the beautiful people.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Which is cute. All right.
So in Dublin, Georgia, the local sheriff had to get involved because 140 people skipped jury duty.
What?
Right. I can't even get called. But apparently in Dublin, Georgia, half the niggas who get called don't even fucking show up.
That sounds like activism, yo. That sounds like a coordinated effort. 140.
140.
Such a round, even number.
Yeah. All right. So a Georgia sheriff says he had to get involved when nearly 3/4 of people summoned for jury duty in his county failed to show up for court. WMAZ TV reports that in Lawrence County, spelled, it's like the name Lauren with an S at the end, but no apostrophe, faced a small crisis last week when only 60 people showed up for jury duty out of 200 who were mailed subpoenas. Sheriff Larry Dean had deputies make calls to the no-shows on Tuesday. He also used the department's Facebook page to warn that a judge could have any absent prospective jurors arrested. Dean says enough people were finally coaxed into court late to make up at least 4 juries. He says many of them explained their absences by saying they were just busy. The sheriff said that ultimately none of the people who failed to show up were arrested. But 140 people out of 200 were just like, ah, fuck it. What?
I don't understand these things. And I'm just looking up this Dublin, Georgia, just trying to see what kind of stuff goes on here.
Yeah, what goes on in Dublin?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, what happens in Dublin, Georgia? This what is on a newsflare.com from just a wee bitty bit ago. Well, a little longer, 2018, but late December. You know, and it's in the dub, as I call it, you know.
That's what you call it?
Yeah, well, it's what the cool people say.
Okay.
Intoxicated street racing, pursuit, car crash, aftermath.
There's a lot going on there. None of it sounds good.
It's Dublin, Georgia, baby. Oh, damn, all it is just a video. So, yeah, it's just the aftermath of that. And then all the other news, like, I can't even try to make it funny. It's all fucking horrific. Like, people out there are fucking illin.
Really?
Yeah, like, I can't find any kind of shit that we would cover in white-on-white crime.
Really?
What, man arrested for chasing after a plane at Dublin Airport? My man.
Okay.
This is on businessinsider.com. This is what goes down in the dub?
Okay.
That's what you and your homies do?
Yes, it is.
Because he missed his flight. So he actually ran onto the tarmac. Nigga, it's not a bus. They said the man in his 20s broke through an airport door and ran toward the plane, which was about to take off for Amsterdam. Oh, this nigga wanted to go party and harass sex workers.
He did, but how did he think he was going to get on the plane if the doors were already closed?
His name is Declan.
Oh, God.
Declan Harvey. And he was actually shouting wait at the plane. Before he was tackled by airport workers. Man, that would have been a nice video.
All right.
I don't care that pages are unresponsive. He was briefly restrained by the Ryanair staff until airport police arrived, and he was handed over to this is Dublin, Ireland.
Oh. Well, yeah, because I looked up the Dublin, Georgia, and it was a bunch of niggas getting laid off because all the factories are closing. And I was like,
I saw a bunch of fucking sick-ass rape culture shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All
right. So that's about that.
Yeah, is that long enough for a whole segment, or do we want to do another story?
Dublin? Pack one in there. What do you got?
All right. Since we're talking about people causing disturbances at airports...
Oh, fuck.
Romulus, Michigan.
Yeah?
Has a cis identity extremist.
Oh, fuck it. You know what? It's a white-on-white crime. I'll set this one for Wednesday. Fine.
Authorities say a man took off more than his belt and shoes at a Detroit Metropolitan Airport security checkpoint.
Oh, he also took off his hat.
He probably took off his hat.
Okay. And socks.
Maybe.
So, and a necklace. He took off his necklace.
He might have.
And his, I think he wears one of those wristwatches. I personally call it a Rolly.
A Rolly.
I think he removed his Rolly.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I in the ballpark?
You're getting there.
All right. What's happening?
So he got completely naked before trying to pass through a metal detector.
So he did take off his Rolly.
He did take off his Rolly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The Wayne County Airport Authority said in a statement, the man walked up to a checkpoint at the suburban Detroit airport early Friday and disrobed.
All right.
He then disconnected a barrier and approached a metal detector, but security wouldn't let him through.
He's almost following the rules.
Almost. Airport police and fire crews responded and determined the man didn't pose a threat, but word of his naked appearance did spread on Twitter. The airport says the man was eventually taken to an area hospital for evaluation.
And who wants to be the person to post a picture to prove it happened?
Right?
Because you have to have that on your phone for some amount of time.
Well, I just want to wonder, like, was he, like, that disgruntled, right? Like, it's been, like, so much of a pain in the ass to get through airport security that finally he's just like, does it look like I have anything in my pockets? Like, just, you know.
I wonder if it's one of those libertarian-leaning folks and he felt like this was his protest moment. Like, it's one of those guys, like, he went a little too far beyond Peter B. Collins.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Peter B. Collins is a progressive, but He's a big time civil liberties guy. And folks don't know that about Phoenix Cleeter. She doesn't talk about it a lot, but living with her, Phoenix Cleeter is big time civil liberties. Keep the government out my privacy.
I am.
Yeah, big time. Like, I bet she doesn't even like having a cellular telephone.
I don't.
Oh, damn. Didn't know that. See? So I'm going to learn inadvertently. All right.
What?
You know what? You got another white on white crime. We'll put this whole thing on. You squeeze in one more. We'll throw the whole thing on Wednesday. Yes, ma'am.
Oak Meadows. Yeah, but this is like a local outfit called Village News. And I didn't like go to their homepage to look up and see. Oh, it is Florida. All right. Very good. Because I was like, there's a lot of Oak Meadows around. I don't know. But this is a Florida Oak Meadows, which makes the story make more sense. A Village of Oak Meadows man was arrested
for
being on a riding lawnmower.
Sober.
He was charged with drunk driving after he was spotted leaving a liquor store at Winn-Dixie.
It's funny to me because I used to live there, and excuse my sort of internalized classism. I see Winn-Dixie as fucking trashy. So, like, it amuses me a little bit more.
Yeah?
Because I'm telling you, like Winn-Dixie, I've literally gone back there and just got my fucking money back for, like, steaks.
Yeah, really?
Because, like, it doesn't say, you know, like, the expiration date looks good, but then you get home, open it up, and you're like, what the fuck is that smell?
Really?
Take this shit back to the store a couple times.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, the Winn-Dixie on Curry Ford Road in Central Florida. Here's the tea.
Yes.
It's cheesemoso time. It just generally stinks.
Really?
Like, the whole store. And the store is also just generally dirty. Like, yeah. I don't know how not. I bet they're only mopping that floor, like, once a week.
Ew.
Like, you just look. Like, if you just kind of stop and look, it's like, you actually do just sort of see soil. Like, at the ends and, like, on the aisles.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, like, at the bottoms of the fucking racks and shit.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, the Curry Ford Winn-Dixie, if it still exists, is fucking dirt McGirt. And the one on Colonial Drive and, I forgot the crossroad, but it's by a McDonald's and a whole plaza. I think a Borders Books was there. But it's by the mall. And that Winn-Dixie, also fucking grody.
Hmm.
And I remember, that was also one of the ones where I went and got the steaks and then took them back and got my damn money back. Because
really?
I actually saw the butcher putting the steaks out. And I was like, oh, these have to be fresh this time.
Right.
Nope.
No.
Big wrong.
Nope.
Not fresh. Okay. I got a big ass brisket because I was like, I'm going to figure out how to cook brisket good.
Yeah.
And that was not my opportunity.
Yikes.
Yeah, Winn-Dixie is grody. But yeah, this story is about a sober man that was approaching some fine officers.
So he left the liquor store on his riding lawnmower. And you know what's weird? It's like, I've seen like, I'm not even kidding, maybe between lawnmowers and golf carts, I've seen like 5 of them in the last month. Like 5 stories of guys getting DUIs on either riding lawnmowers or in golf carts. Fucking...
If you think about it, how often do we say the word golf cart in white-on-white crime stories?
Kind of often.
Golf cart and legal limit.
And vodka.
Vodka? Yeah, vodka comes up.
Yeah.
And also urinated on his leg and said, fuck Trump. My favorite still.
All right, so Richard Rose, age 62, who lives at 705 Harper Place in the golf cart accessible community. What the fuck? So he lives on a golf course? Is that what the fuck that means?
Golf cart community?
Golf cart accessible community.
Why is it golf cart accessible?
I don't know, Nate.
Do they just not want cars? I want to know about this place now.
I don't know.
There's way too much happening in Florida, man.
So, which is located behind the Rolling Acres Plaza, he was spotted coming out of the Winn-Dixie at La Plaza Grande, drinking from a small bottle and then throwing the bottle away, according to an arrest report from the Lady Lake Police Department. He then got on a lawnmower and drove to the intersection of Avenida and Rio Grande Avenue, where he was pulled over by police. The odor of alcohol was detected, and he was swaying and leaned on the mower to maintain his balance. Rolls told the officer he was, quote, just on his way home from cutting grass at 9 p.m.
Yeah. What? So you're hating because he works long shifts cutting grass. And I'm looking at this golf cart accessible community. This is a thing.
Really?
They have street legal golf carts.
What?
Yeah, and it's an area called the Villages.
Okay.
Is that where you look? Summerfield, Florida?
Well, this is Oak Meadows.
Oh, so I'm probably looking at the class privileged one.
So, the local ad at the top is from Fruitland Park, Florida. I don't know if that rings a bell.
Nope.
Okay. And then he got stopped by the Lady Lake Police Department, so I don't know. So he told police that he was just getting back from cutting grass at 9 p.m. Uh-huh. He said he bought a small bottle of vodka.
Yes. This one is hitting all the fucking... This is the white on white crime bingo story.
So he said he bought a small bottle of vodka and showed the officer an unopened bottle of vodka. When the officer confronted Rose with the fact he'd already been seen drinking from a bottle when he left the Winn-Dixie liquor store, Rose admitted he had, quote, one quick drink and then a Bud Light earlier.
I like that, and I bet he specified that it was a Bud Light. Like, hey, it wasn't a Bud Heavy. It wasn't a Bud Wiser. I'm not trying to be a wise guy with you, sir.
Rose was, quote, not able to properly do or finish any of the field sobriety exercises he had been asked to perform. Rose has previous DUI arrests, according to information from the Lake County Jail, where he was booked and released after posting a $3,000 bond. But how many of them were on a fucking lawnmower?
I don't know. Was it a street legal lawnmower?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, folks. Thanks for checking out the damn wine cellar. What up,
baby? I would say that's almost as fun as the Power Wheels girl.
I didn't get that. I think you covered that without me.
I did, and it was funny. Which, if y'all missed that coverage, basically, you know those kids, like, the battery-operated, like, Power Wheels, like, little fucking, like, Jeeps and shit. She got shit-faced and was driving one up and down the street, but they couldn't give her a DUI because it's not a real vehicle. So she was just charged with being drunk in public. Yeah.
Just being punk in drublic.
Yes.
Which, that used to be a soundboard thing, Frick Face. Yeah. Said, Father Teresa has been arrested again for being punk in drublic. Old wine cellar days. Frick Face.
Yes.
All right. Remember, folks, there's paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. There's patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Pre-recording these things on Sunday, April 23rd. Door was not closed all the way and cats are coming in.
Oh, and, awesome.
And I'll be setting these to be available throughout the week. All right. And then I will be on 12-hour shifts, making it really hard to do the program on weekdays. And for the people looking at the video, yep, come on.
The people are here. I demand attention.
18-pound cat, Jamal.
Yes.
Hopefully we can get him to want to go in the yard and exercise a little bit.
And you wanted a Maine Coon.
Yep, I did. I wasn't happy with just a 15-pound cat. I basically made him a Maine Coon. I'm not sure. Maybe that's what happened. Yeah, so for the folks looking at the video, there's Jamal making a special guest appearance. Get on down there, Jamal. Get on down there. All right, let's get the hell on from around here. All right.